Alright, everybody, welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. This is your boy Riley Hart, here to inject a little bit of positivity into your day, even if you're feeling like you've got that weight of guilt and shame dragging you down. Let's be real, we've all been there. We've all done things, big or small, that make us want to crawl under the covers and hide from the world. But here's the thing, dwelling on those feelings is like trying to hold onto sand, it just slips right through your fingers. Today, we're diving headfirst into letting go of guilt and shame because honestly, holding onto them is doing you more harm than good. Think about it, guilt and shame are sneaky little monsters. They love to whisper doubt in your ear, convince you that you're not good enough, and keep you stuck in a cycle of negativity. Ever felt like you're replaying the same mistakes over and over again? That nagging voice telling you, you should have done this, or, you shouldn't have done that. Yeah, that's guilt and shame trying to sabotage your happiness. But here's the good news. We can break free from their grip. We can choose to forgive ourselves, learn from our mistakes, and move forward with more joy and confidence. Ready to ditch those heavy burdens? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you on this journey. 1. Recognize the difference between guilt and shame. Guilt is a feeling of remorse for something specific we've done. Shame, on the other hand, is a much broader feeling of worthlessness that stems from who we think we are, not what we did. Guilt says, I did something wrong, while shame screams, I am wrong. Understanding this distinction is crucial because it allows us to address the root cause of our feelings. 2. Practice self-compassion. Imagine a friend struggling with guilt or shame. Would you berate them? Of course not. You'd offer words of comfort, understanding, and support. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Remember, we all make mistakes, it's part of being human. 3. Focus on taking responsibility for your actions. This doesn't mean dwelling on the past or beating yourself up. Instead, acknowledge what happened, learn from it, and make amends if necessary. Taking ownership empowers you to move forward with integrity and purpose. 4. Shift your perspective. When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports this belief? Often, our perception of ourselves is distorted by guilt and shame. By shifting our focus to the positive aspects of who we are, we can start to break free from these limiting beliefs. 5. Forgive yourself. Forgiveness isn't about condoning your actions, it's about releasing the burden you're carrying. Holding on to resentment only hurts you in the long run. By forgiving yourself, you open the door to healing, growth, and a brighter future. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Picture this. You spilled coffee on a new white shirt right before an important presentation. That feeling of panic, that urge to disappear, yeah, we've all been there. Guilt and shame might start whispering doubts in your ear. You're so clumsy, this is going to ruin everything. But hold up, remember what we talked about? First, acknowledge the mishap, it happened. Take responsibility for your actions. Then, instead of letting those negative thoughts take over, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. A little coffee stain doesn't define you. Take a deep breath, focus on delivering that presentation with confidence, and remember. It's not about perfection, it's about learning and growing from our experiences. Okay, let's recap. Letting go of guilt and shame isn't easy, but it's absolutely possible. We can start by understanding the difference between guilt and shame, practicing self-compassion, taking responsibility for our actions, shifting our perspective, and ultimately forgiving ourselves. Remember, you are worthy of love, happiness, and success, no matter what mistakes you've made. Now go out there and live your best life. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little reminder about the power of letting go. I want to hear from you guys. What's your biggest takeaway? What strategies are you going to use to ditch guilt and shame? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.